Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. It's our 9 o'clock hour. The hot seat's coming up in a few minutes. But right now, Al, it's very important
yes.
that we take you to Dallas, the site tonight of Eagles versus Cowboys, Monday Night Football. I believe Elliott Shaw Park's coming out. What do you got there, Al?
Of course, he's sponsored by your local tri-state Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dallas is such a rinky-dink city that at the moment I cannot put Elliott on because we cannot get a good phone line.
Well, we're trying to get through to the hotel now to get him directed in his room, but, you know, Wechter's having some trouble.
No, I'm going to explain it to you.
What is it?
Dallas, Texas is a bleep hole. And as a result of that, you cannot get a phone line there, Al. They still phone like they go, "Hey, Sally, put me through to Sheriff Knotts."
What?
Don Knotts?
Remember those old shows, Al?
Yeah.
Old, "Hey, hey, Molly,
the
how
operator.
You doing back there, operator? Operator, put me through to Keith Jones."
Well, you would think they know how to use a phone in a hotel room anymore.
No,
when's the last time that thing?
What I just did was amusing Phil until Elliot would be ready. Uh-huh. He's on now.
Yes.
Hello, Elliot.
I gotta say, I've been on road trips for maybe 10 years now, and I've never had to use the hotel phone. So, not a good sign for the city.
All right, be careful because it's probably got germs on it from the late '80s.
All right,
Elliott Shaw Parks, you are in Dallas, Texas, right now, representing WIP. What is the mood in the big city?
Lots of Eagles fans, lots and lots of Eagles fans. I got in yesterday. The airport was filled with them. I'm staying close to the stadium. There's tons around there. So I think, tonight's a big spot. It's going to be the first Cowboys game with sold-out fans since 2019. But I expect there to be a lot of Eagles fans there tonight.
Wow, that is interesting because here's what Dallas has. Home opener. They play their first two games on the road. Monday Night Football. Dak Prescott back. He played almost not at all last year. And, of course, I heard, too, Al, that Jerry Jones is debuting his new face.
Oh, nice.
He had some more work.
He does that every week.
I mean, they got a lot in their corner, but you're saying the Eagles may infiltrate like they did in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I think there could be a lot of fans there. Now, look, the team's going to have to give them something to cheer about, which, you know, that will impact whether or not you can hear them. But I do think that there's going to be a lot of Eagles fans at the Cowboys Stadium tonight.
All right. How much Nick Sirianni, all right, he has never coached in this kind of game before. He did not handle it well last week in his home opener. Do you think he learned a lesson from what happened last week?
I think he did. I mean, it would be hard not to when you consider how ugly it was and how miserably it went, right? I mean, that goal line series, you would hope they would look in the mirror and learn from that. But to your point, I think Nick Sirianni is one of the biggest question marks heading into this game. I mean, to say he's never coached on a stage like this is an understatement. I mean, this is easily the biggest moment of his career so far, right? He's never been a head coach on a stage like this, in a game like this, against a team like this. I mean, this is a massive moment for him. And when you look at how he handled a pressure situation last week, yeah, I think there's reason for concern heading into tonight.
Were you impressed that he wore the Beat Dallas t-shirt all week?
Yeah, look, I like that he does that type of stuff. I like that he puts the sticker on the visor of Brandon Graham. I like the t-shirts of players he wears. I think it's something he truly believes in. I know some people will say it's pandering, but But what I really think is trying to build a culture that he thinks is going to help them win. Now, will it work? I don't know. But I do like that he's not afraid to be himself and to keep doing what he believes in. I think these T-shirts are representative of that.
All right. Listen, Elliot, I'm so glad we booked you today because he said something about Andre Dillard, who will start at left tackle tonight, that I'm not positive is correct. And mm-hmm. the good thing is you went to all these practices. You went to training camp. You witnessed Andre Dillard. Tell me if this is true or not. Here is the coach talking about the guy who will be our left tackle tonight.
I've seen him have confidence. Seen him be able to shut the pass rush down in our practice. You know, we've given him a couple different looks of different scout team players to go against. And you know, I feel really confident in Andre, and he should feel confident himself.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, they were so confident in Andre that they gave Jordan Mailata like $45 million, right? I mean, like, it's pretty clear that they were not confident in Andre. They wouldn't have signed Jordan Mailata the extension if they were. And then from watching those practices, I disagree with that assessment. I mean, I did not think he had a good training camp. I thought Jordan Mailata was clearly the better tackle. Now, I will say, though, going into tonight, I actually think Andre Dillard's kind of set up to succeed, and I think he actually could play surprisingly well, but I don't think he had a good training camp.
All right, why is he set up to succeed?
So his problem so far in his career has been power, right? He's not very strong. He doesn't deal well with big defensive ends, and that's why he tried to put on a lot of muscle during the offseason. Now, the Cowboys defensive line are not filled with big defensive ends. They're a small group, right? Even if it's Micah Parsons, Parsons undersized for a defensive end. They're a speed unit, that line. And if Dillard has one strength, if there's anything he should be able to do, it's deal with speed rushers. He is athletic for a tackle position. So if they had big pass rushers, then I think, yeah, there'd be real reason to be concerned. And I still think overall he's a question mark. But I think the fact that the Cowboys' defensive line is speed will help Dillard.
Wow, that's an interesting take. Because to me, I could see him, the guy scooting right by him. But we'll see what happens tonight. That's what makes it fun. Hey, Elliot, where the hell has Ryan Kerrigan been?
It's a great question. I mean, he's been pretty much non-existent since they signed him, not only during the season, but during training camp. I mean, he got hurt almost right away and then was a complete non-factor as he, you know, kind of rehabbed his thumb off to the sideline for the majority of camp. But now he has to show up with no Brandon Graham there. And I know a lot of the talk is, you lose Brandon Graham as a leader, and what a big loss that is, and that's true. But the big loss is on the field. I mean, he's clearly their best defensive end by a wide margin, not just against the pass, but against the run. I mean, and the Cowboys run the ball very well. So Kerrigan has to step up tonight. He has to give them quality snaps. And, you know, he's played against the Cowboys a lot in his career. He's played against Dak, so he has no excuse not to have a good game tonight.
All right, Elliot, you're an expert. Man, you have just established that beyond any doubt. Who wins tonight?
I think the Cowboys win. I think this is a really tough spot for the Eagles. I think Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts going into this spot is tough. And we'll see if they can keep it close, I guess would be my assessment. My guess is Cowboys 27, Eagles 17.
That's my score. Exactly my score.
Wow.
That is
great minds think alike.
No, yes, they do. You're down in Dallas, Al, and he's basically channeling my brain.
Oh, God. That's why I couldn't make the phone work.
Yeah.
Elliot, enjoy. Thank you, pal.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.